This is VOA News. I'm Laurel Bowman. The United States has paused a shipment of bombs to Israel over fears it would invade the southern Gaza city of Rafah, an official says. It marks the first time in the conflict that U.S. President Joe Biden has squeezed military aid to the key U.S. ally. U.S. and Philippine forces, backed by the Australian Air Force, have unleashed a barrage of high-precision rockets, artillery fire, and airstrikes as part of a large-scale war drills in and near the disputed South China Sea. It has antagonized Beijing. VOA's Tommy McNeil reports.
Military officials and diplomats watched the display of firepower from a hilltop on Wednesday. Washington and Beijing have been on a collision course over China's increasingly assertive actions to defend its vast territorial claims in the South China Sea. Last year, the Philippines approved a wider U.S. military presence in the archipelago. China opposed the move, which puts U.S. forces across the sea from Taiwan. The Philippines countered it has the right to defend its sovereignty. Tommy McNeil, VOA News.
Hong Kong's Court of Appeal on Wednesday granted an application by the government to ban a protest anthem called Glory to Hong Kong, overturning a lower court judgment that had rejected such a ban because of its possible chilling effects on free speech. The ruling comes amid what critics say is an erosion in Hong Kong's rule of law and individual rights in a crackdown by Beijing. Here's the song being chanted in 2019 protests. For more stories, you can visit us online at voanews.com. This is VOA News. Russian missiles and drones struck nearly a dozen Ukrainian energy infrastructure facilities Wednesday, causing serious damage at three Soviet-era thermal power plants and blackouts in multiple regions, officials said. Ukraine's Air Force said it shot down many missiles and drones from Russia used for the attack. It's been more than 2 years since Russia launched its full-scale invasion of Ukraine. Australia will quadruple its financial assistance to Tuvalu, a Pacific Island nation at risk from rising seas. This to cement a landmark climate migration and security deal, as China also courts small island states. On a visit to Tuvalu, Foreign Minister Penny Wong said Wednesday evening that Australia had committed roughly the equivalent of $72 million in its national budget to Tuvalu. The latest news on the British royals now from AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma.
British royal Prince Harry is in London to mark the 10th anniversary of the Invictus Games, but he won't see his father on this visit. A spokesperson for the Duke of Sussex says that King Charles III has a busy schedule and the two won't meet during this trip. Harry, who has a strained relationship with his family, had rushed to London in February for a very short visit after his father was diagnosed with cancer. The King returned to official duties a week ago, having been away from the job for 3 months. The palace says doctors are very encouraged by his progress. The Invictus anniversary events commemorate the tournament Harry had founded for wounded troops and veterans. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
The hush money trial of former U.S. President and presumed Republican presidential candidate Donald Trump is off today, but back in session tomorrow with adult film star Stormy Daniels back on the witness stand. AP correspondent Julie Walker reports.
Jurors appeared riveted as Stormy Daniels offered a detailed and at times graphic account of a sexual encounter in 2006 with Donald Trump, which he denies during testimony yesterday at his hush money trial. Trump's lawyers asked for a mistrial over that testimony. The judge denied it. Trump denies charges of falsifying business records to hide hush money payments. Daniels was paid $130,000 by Trump's former lawyer, Michael Cohen, in a deal for her silence. Julie Walker, New York.
An attacker hit a former mayor of Berlin in the head with a bag in the latest in a rash of assaults against politicians in Germany, police say. For more stories, you can visit us online at voanews.com or follow us on social media. I'm Laurel Bowman for VOA News.